This week's Torah reading is called Tetzaveh, which is actually a continuation of the previous Torah reading, where the Torah is giving the details of the construction of the Mishkan, the tabernacle. Tetzaveh means you will command. God tells Moshe Rabbeinu to continue giving certain instructions as to how to build the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the mobile temple in the desert. Now, interestingly speaking, in the previous Torah reading, Truma, we learned about most of the utensils that were used in the Mishkan, in the tabernacle. Like, for instance, there was a candelabra, menorah, there was a table, shulchan with breads, etc. In this particular reading, we read basically about the garments that the kohen, the priest, used to use, the high priest, the regular priest, etc. And then we learn a little bit about the inauguration of the tabernacle, which offerings had to be brought in order to start the service. But at the end of the reading, we learn about another utensil. This last utensil is called Mizbeach Hazav, which means the golden altar. There were two altars basically in this tabernacle. There was an external altar, which was made of wood covered with copper, and there was an internal altar, which is the one we're talking about in this particular reading, which was what was made also of wood, covered with gold. It wasn't so big, you know. But the point is that there's a famous question over here. The question is, why does the Torah bring the construction of a new utensil at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, where it talks about basically the garments and the offerings of inauguration, when actually we had a whole section, Truma, talking about the utensils? And over there, it's defined the altar, the copper altar, and the table, and etc., as mentioned before. So why did the Torah wait until the end of Tetzaveh to bring the golden altar? The idea behind this is, one explanation at least, is that the objective, the completion of the service in the temple was actually in the golden altar. That's why it's brought down at the end of all the work and everything that was done in the temple. You know what? Everything ends up over here. What was the work done on the altar? There was something called ketores, which means incense. Incense means that the kohen, the high priest, used to go into one room just by himself, so to speak, God and himself, and he used to bring certain species that were actually burned in this altar, and they just turned into smoke and ashes, etc. It went up to God, so to speak, bringing a very special smell in the place, etc. Now, in this particular work, it was just the kohen, the priest, and God. Nobody else was allowed to be in the same room at the particular moment that this priest was actually offering the incense. To the point that our sages said that not even the angels were allowed to be into this particular room. And this has a very important teaching. The objective, the best way to serve God is not through publicizing to the four winds, so to speak, hey, I'm doing this, hey, I'm learning this, look at my picture, I did this, I was with this guy, with this rabbi, with this. Nah. True service to God in its highest form is when it's just you and God. However, it's brought down, interestingly, that it is a good thing to publicize those who do good deeds. Mitzvah lefarsem oise mitzvah. It's a good thing to publicize those which do good things. And we see in many, many places pictures of people doing things and have donations with the names. You know, this person donated this. So how do we find the balance? The best way, we just explained that it is when it's not publicized. Just you and God know. And, however, it is a good thing to publicize. So how do we find the balance about this? And it is pretty simple. When the publicizing will bring a utility, will be good for others to copy this good behavior, will generate good envy, so to speak, then it is a good thing to publicize. However, when this publicizing for some reason might cause more damage than others copying this, or when publicizing will cause such a high feeling of yourself, like, look who I am, really, I'm the best. So, you know what? It's better not to publicize it. And definitely, again, since this altar was brought down at the end of all the work, etc., that shows us that the highest level is actually when you don't publicize it.